anytime there is an MCCSC school board meeting. He will join us, and he does this afternoon from Mission Control. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying your radio show today. I'm learning new words. Milwaukee, penultimate. I'm gonna have to start taking notes.
Milwaukee, that is the Wayne's World when they meet Alice Cooper and the gang. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
I never.
Well, you're a doctor. Remember
your cultural references to TV and movies. So
well, you have to drop them in there to make sure whoever's paying attention is not paying attention or is up to speed.
Or so that they ask somebody else what you're talking about.
Well, it's a conversation starter. Like a bad pair of shoes. It's a conversation.
Not only that,
starter.
You have been throwing around a lot of statistics today. I can't keep up with the records and the teams and the losses and the wins and the weather. I mean, I feel like you're a talking abacus. I just cannot. I'm trying to keep up, Mike, and I'm struggling.
Well, you have other things.
But I'm learning
to do.
A lot.
You have other
but
things.
I'm learning
to do.
A lot.
Well, you have a whole thing to run. For the second consecutive month, the school board meeting shifts time. We know because of the Thanksgiving holiday in November, we rearrange and we'll do so as well. But everybody has not tonight circled, but we'll get to tonight. But everybody has December 15 circled because that is the last day of school in the MCCSC until the new year.
That's right. I know you were talking about RBB, our friends a little bit to the northwest that are going next week for 3 days. So it's nice. We got a 2.5-week break. So I know that I've been out in schools. I was at Bloomington North and Marlin Elementary yesterday, and the students are ready. They're ready for break. The staff, the teachers are ready. So we definitely have December 15th marked in red letters, and I know at this time of year everyone's excited for a break and just grateful for everything that we've accomplished this school year thus far.
The halfway point, well, kind of, but not really, and I know that's one of the issues that you and the board and everybody else have been trying to figure out and have faced about matching schedules, not matching schedules. We're going to do this, do that. For everybody who maybe got a little lost during the holidays, where are we on the schedule for next year in the high schools, and where is that going? Let people, before they forget again, let them know one more time.
Well, there are no plan changes for next year. And the calendar is already approved. There's two different things. A lot of people, when they think of the schedule, they think of the calendar. I think you're talking about kind of the bell schedule, if you will.
But correct.
Nonetheless, both are set for next year. And the calendar, as I think I mentioned at the last meeting, we approved the 2026-27 calendar. So we also have the next 3 years of calendars on our website for anybody who's planning long range. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing tomorrow. So, but nonetheless, we do have 3 years advanced calendars on our website, along with the remainder of 23-24. And I'll give you speaking of calendars, I know you're always kind of looking ahead with the rest of us. Here we have an extra week of summer this year, so that's kind of nice, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah. So
tell me more. I don't know if that's good or bad for parents. I'm not sure where I fall on that.
I don't know. Every 6 or 7 years, the calendrical patterns, I guess. School starts like a day earlier. It kind of creeps up, and then it oftentimes anchors around the Thanksgiving holiday. And then it moves back about 7 days. So it moves back almost a week. And so what that means is that the 23-24 calendar kind of has the earliest date by which is our last student day, if that makes sense. So this year our last student day is May the is early. And so then next year what happens is the calendar moves back. So this year we started on August 2nd. Next year we start August the 7th. So we start almost a week later. So we kind of have because we started earlier this year, our school year ends earlier this year. Next year it starts a little later. So technically we have a longer summer. So there you go.
You know what I'm going to blame on this? I'm going to blame leap year. It has to be leap year. It shows up once every 4 years. It's got to be leap year, isn't it?
It could be. Leap year is the reason we can take the eclipse day off. So,
welcome back, leap year.
The stars literally aligned, I guess, and the sun is a star. So there you go.
I was joking with one of your principals that I spoke to Oh, Jesus, it's bad. I'd have to go look it back up. But so that week when we have the no school on the eclipse, or we're going to tell everybody, whatever you do, stare directly into the sun, because they just don't listen anyhow, so it doesn't matter.
Terrible advice.
You can't say that, kid, out loud, can you? Well, because I tell my kids, hey, don't touch that. And what are they doing? You're covered in it. So I asked you not
clearly
to.
Clearly, your audience is above average. So they know.
They can understand
they
the humor.
They know not to do that. That's exactly correct.
They can understand. So if I'm looking at my calendar, and I am looking at my calendar, May 16th, Thursday, the final day, would that be? Because it wouldn't be the 23rd, I wouldn't think. And it wouldn't
no,
be
next
tonight.
Year. No, May 21st.
May 21st.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. All right. Well, I'm all for it. And I think anybody that sees any time we don't start on August 2nd as a win, that's
That's right.
That's tough.
It does move back to August the 7th, so it will start creeping back up. So in another 6 or 7 years, you'll be saying August 1st. So, yeah.
I'll be saying that from the rest home when I'm watching my kids graduate.
That.
Well, you have to speak up, son. I can't hear you. We're having fun with Dr. Jeff Hoswell. We always do. We enjoy the information. What do you, as a corporation, have to tie up before we flip the calendar to 2024? We know we have tonight's meeting. Do you have a checklist of things that you need to knock off before we get there, or are we literally in the middle of the year because of the calendar that we all run on?
Well, I mean, most important, I mean, in the school buildings, we tie up our first semester. At our secondary level, our midterm exams are later this week. Well, at least at many of our high schools. Some of our high schools were in the middle of the second trimester, so that's another conversation for another day. But for the district level, we our budgets are actually on calendar years, whereas, you know, versus a school year. So, you know, we talked in October about approving our 2024 calendar year budget. And so we do have to tie a lot of finances up. Basically, we have to make sure in accordance with Indiana state law that we don't have any funds that are in, that have below zero balances, that are negative balances. You know, in addition to that, we close out, we pay our bills one last time. We balance our books. We do additional appropriations oftentimes as a precautionary measure. You'll see that on the agenda tonight. And that doesn't mean we're spending more money. That just means that if our revenue for the year exceeded our expectations, we might have to have some additional appropriations that allow us to spend the money. Because in Indiana, not only does the school corporation approve a budget, not only do they approve, you know, do we have our revenue coming in, they also approve our amount that we appropriate, and that is the allowances to spend the money that they've budgeted. And then, of course, they approve the actual expenditures as they occur. So there's lots of steps there and checks and balances, but we'll do additional appropriations. But mostly as 2023 draws to a close, at the district office, the only thing we really have to pay close attention to is closing out our books for the year, and that's to make sure that we comply with all state mandates, make sure we don't have any accounts in negative balances, and that there's some federal components there as well, a drawdown of any grant funds that might be on calendar year basis. So a lot of fiscal review. As a matter of fact, we'll have a meeting sometime between the week between December 25th and January 1st, just to make sure that everything's in good order before we turn the calendar to 2024.
T's crossed, I's dotted, all the fun stuff that comes with that. Classes will resume on Wednesday, January 3rd. Do I have that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the 1st and 2nd are our holidays. I think probably many people will celebrate those for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, as is the Christmas holiday we celebrate this year for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on December 25th and 26th. So our offices, our schools, will be closed on Monday, Tuesday, and then Monday, Tuesday. So that's kind of why we resume our school on Wednesday, January 3rd.
And the radio will also be shut down those days, as well as the...
what are you doing over the holidays?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Are you taking a break?
I will be... the Christmas week, the Monday, the 25th, that week I will be off, and then I will return on the 3rd, just like everybody will. But you might as well, because we're all doing the same thing. So nobody wants to hear about what I got for Christmas for 3 days. That's
well, you know,
that's boring. It's absolutely boring.
And it doesn't take that much long to describe a lump of coal, right?
That's it. And it was stocking, no stocking, whatever. Leave it on the table, whatever you need. No, so we give all that stuff, the fun stuff, to the kids, and it's a holiday for children anyhow. So
yeah,
they should enjoy it. All right. So agenda tonight. Before we get to that. The Community Foundation always helps out. Didn't you guys have a big online auction and stuff going on? And now you've got the Lilly Endowment Community Scholarship recipients as well.
Lots of great stuff.
Yeah,
going
talk
on.
About why that's so important to help out. Bring it together.
The online auction is significant. It raises a ton of money. We use that for grants, and to support a lot of projects and programs in our schools. We appreciate everyone that went online. I don't think we've announced the final amount yet. So stay tuned on that. But, yeah, we're really, really proud to announce the 2024 Lilly Endowment Community Scholarship recipients. We announced two high school seniors for the 2024 Monroe County Lilly Endowment Community Scholarship plans. And so we're really proud of Dominic D'Onofrio, Bloomington High School North, and Anson Reynolds, Bloomington High School South. They were selected for the honor. Of course, the recipients receive full tuition at any Indiana college or university. And then they get a special allocation to provide for those other consumable costs over the 4 years of their undergraduate study. So to Dominic and Anson, we're super proud of them. We know they'll do great things, and they'll represent MCCSC well.
And that is open to anybody for the next school year. So if you say, wow, geez, how did I miss that or whatever, well, you can find out all that great information and doing all that. So fantastic academic achievements as well. And the auction, well, that's always fun. That's got some cool stuff on it. That closed up on December 5th, so we'll be waiting to hear from all the fun stuff that comes. Well, it's never a dull moment, right? You're always doing. We're always got something going on.
There's always something. There's great things to bid on that auction. It's too late for me to advertise it now, but
I got
sometimes
it in there
I win,
you.
Sometimes I lose. And then, but if you did bid on something and you lose, we always encourage people at the end of the year, if they'd like to write a check, they can do so. They can go online to support our School Community Foundation, or they can mail their checks to 315 East North Drive, Bloomington, Indiana, 47401. We always appreciate the support. We give scholarships to students. We do grants to teachers and just support a lot of important things here in our school community.
Did you get out the big scissors and cut the ribbon on your solar center for your buses? When was that?
It was a great event. We're really pleased with that. The cost savings is significant. We can push that money back to our operations fund to really increase salaries for our for our bus drivers and for our staff. And I celebrated the event. I was there. I spoke to those gathered. But ultimately, we allowed our bus drivers to cut the ribbon. So technically,
I was not
the one with the scissors cutting through the red ribbon. We felt like that honor was best bestowed upon our bus drivers. So we're real proud of that. And I don't believe I had a chance to speak to you before our special meeting. But we are really pleased that we were able, through our compensation package, to increase our hourly wages by another $1.25 this January 1st and another $1 the following January 1st, which puts our beginning hourly wage salaries in 2 years at about $18 an hour. So we're really significantly increasing our compensation. And, of course, now starting next year, our beginning teacher salaries with a bachelor degree and no experience will be $57,750. Now that's partially thanks to the community for the referendum, which provided $4,500 raises last year. But then over the next 2 years, we were able to significantly enhance our salaries. We over the last 4 years since 2021. We have had historic increases to our teachers' salaries, and we are really proud of that. Our beginning teacher salaries have increased by $17,750 over the last 4 years. So we definitely are investing in our employees. They are the heart of the organization. We think there's no better way to spend our money.
How does that rank, just to give our listeners who might not follow it as closely, how does that rank either statewide, region-wide, seven-touching county-wide? I know you have different ways of measuring this.
Seven-touching county. Because we just finished bargaining, the state has not released their annual summary report. We anticipate that at a state level, that puts our average wages about, we think, $10,000 above average. Again, a significant amount of that is because of the referendum. And I haven't had a chance to speak directly to about this to our neighbors to really understand where they landed. We know it makes us very, very, very competitive. How's that?
Well, that's good, because that's why you're not struggling to fill spots and jobs and everything else for the most part. So that's what our community has asked for. That's what the referendums have given you the power to do. And, well, that's exactly what we want. Dr. Jeff Hoswald is our guest. Okay, meeting tonight, same bat time, same bat channel?
That's exactly right. We'll be at the CoLab. That's at 553 East Miller Drive. Meeting starts at 6 o'clock. It's open to the public, and we just encourage people to show up and to continue to be involved, and we love hearing from you.
Now let's get down to the important questions before I let you go ring the bell or get ready for your meeting. Fresh Christmas tree or plastic?
Always fresh.
Always fresh. Do you go out in the woods and cut it down like Clark Griswold style?
Yeah, I kind of do, actually.
So, really? All right.
You're talking about the holidays. So we
do.
Cassie and I are from Southern Indiana, Corydon. And so we do go. I for state capitol, everyone tells you that when they talk to you from Corydon. And I believe when Indiana University was chartered, right, the capitol was in Corydon. So we go over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, and we stay down there for a few days, and we go out into the, I grew up on a farm, so go out into the pasture, cut down a cedar tree, get an old box of ornaments and throw them on, and there you go. So I use a cedar, so I put my gloves and my long sleeve shirt on, because cedar trees are definitely prickly, and I love the smell of it. It's kind of what we do. And I will tell you, 20 years ago, the cedar tree was probably about 10 feet tall, and now the cedar trees are oftentimes about 4 or 5 feet tall. I've just come to just be content with a cedar tree and not, where you have to have 5 braces and wires running all over to hold this thing up. And so I've simplified my life, but I definitely love the smell of a fresh cedar tree.
Oh, come all you faithful. The best line from Christmas Vacation. they're out there picking their tree, and Russ looks at Clark and says, "Dad, that tree won't fit in our front yard." And Clark Griswold goes, "Russ, it's not going in our front yard. It's going in our living room."
Little fool, a lot of sap.
That's exactly right. Try to hard to turn the page on those magazines. Hard to turn that
That's
page.
Right.
And are you a big New Year's Eve guy? Since I won't talk to you until after New Year's Eve, is that a big
New
date
Year's
on
Eve
your calendar?
New Year's Eve is always pretty low key for us. We always actually just go to a family member's house and struggle to stay up to watch the ball drop. So usually play games and socialize and really just celebrate family and friends. And it's pretty low key. I'm okay with that. I'm okay to see the balloon drops and the confetti drops on television without directly participating and really just celebrate the year. We have a lot to be thankful for. I know that we're blessed in this community that supports education. You reflect on accomplishments, both professionally and then just to have family, friends, and health. And, I kind of ruminate a little bit at the end of the year and pontificate and, of course, set New Year's resolutions. I don't know what those are going to be yet, but definitely we have a lot to be thankful for. And that includes you, Mike, and all you do for the community and the way you inform listeners, including myself. You're a tremendous asset to this community.
Well, you just get good guests. It's easy. Don't tell anybody how to crack the code. Just get good, good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Meeting tonight. Again, mccse.edu/board meeting. If you cannot make it, 2553 East Miller Drive. And you can find the agenda and everything else online and everything that goes on. Have a great meeting to wrap it up. Have a great final few hours here of the 2023 portion of the school year. And, we'll be excited to see everybody in 2024, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you so much. We'll talk in the new year.
Dr. Jeff Hoswald, tree chopping. That's right. He's born on a farm. He's raised on a farm. They do that. They go outside and do that stuff. Of course I have a plastic tree. I can't believe he didn't ask. He already knew the answer. He didn't have to ask on that one. We thank Dr. Hoswald and my great friend Karen Butcher for getting everything organized every Tuesday. Went a little early today. Why? We had a lot of things to do, and we'll have a lot more to do in 2024 when everybody gets back to it. As we know, MCCSC's final day in the classroom, Friday the 15th. That's this Friday, and then we'll return on January 3.